الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, welcome back to another fantastic episode on the silsila, the Islamic lifestyle. And as you know, we are touching different aspects that affect the life of a Muslim. We do hope that you are well. So stay tuned right to the end. We have some very important Madani pearls of advices to share with you as well. Before we go into that, as always, please make good intentions. As the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, niyatul mu'mini khayrun min amalihi. The intention of a believer is better than his action. So don't delay. Make those good intentions today. Make them now, in fact, that I'm watching this silsila, I'm listening to this silsila of Madani Channel for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal and the beloved Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That what I learn, I will try my best to act upon that and to teach others as well. The famous Sahabi Sayyiduna Anas radiyallahu ta'ala anhu has said, capture knowledge by writing it down. And as they say in English, ink is the best memory. I do hope your notebooks are out, your pens are out, so that you can record the important Madani pearls and you can refer to them at a later stage, inshallah azza wa jal. Alhamdulillah, there are so many benefits, blessings, bounties for the fortunate Muslims who recite abundant amounts of Durood-e-Pak, salawat or salutations upon the cream of creation, the cause of creation, the owner of Jannah, the knower of the unseen, the intercessor of the Ummah, our beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Listen to this wonderful narration wherein the beloved Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, I fell in sajda to glorify Allah Azza wa Jal for the blessing that He Azza wa Jal granted me for my ummah. That blessing is that any person from my ummah who recites durood or salat upon me one time, Allah Azza wa Jal will record 10 good deeds for that person. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. This is the currency of the hereafter. Good deeds, rewards that we earn in this world. Because this world is there for our preparations for the grave and the hereafter as well. So instead of engaging in unnecessary conversations, useless activities which bear no true blessing and benefit for us, engage in the dhikr of Allah Azza wa Jal and recite Durood-e-Pak and Salawat in abundance. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. Our dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, today we are going to discuss being grateful and the ultimate gratitude that you and I can show is not to individuals, is not to people, is to Allah Azza wa Jal. Are we doing this and how do we pay gratitude? How do we be grateful to Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal? These are some of the things we will touch on in this episode. So stay tuned and listen to this beautiful narration. The narrator is the Honorable Sahabi Sayyidina Salman Farsi radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. And he says that a person was blessed with immense wealth, with a lot of wealth of this world. And he lost it all. He lost it all, but he still began to praise Allah Azza wa Jal. The only thing he was left with was with a mat that he could sleep upon. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. So he continues to praise Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal, to show thanks to Allah Azza wa Jal, although he loses all of his wealth and he's left with that mat only. A rich person is passing by and sees this individual and asks him, now what are you thanking Allah Azza wa Jal for? All your wealth is gone. You don't have anything besides this mat. Allahu Akbar. That person replies that I thank Allah Azza wa Jal for the blessings that I won't get even for the price of all of this wealth of this world. This man inquired and asked, what are you talking about? And he responded, do you not see your eyes, your tongue, your hands and your feet? These are great blessings of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. Something for you and I to think about. In this parable, we have learned that we should not only thank Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal when things are rosy, when we are happy and we have wealth or everything is going our way. No, even when we have nothing or things have been taken away from us, if we are in dire circumstances, if we have an illness or problems, circumstances are against us in life, it may seem that the believer is at a loss. But many of those difficulties or those difficulties are blessings in disguise. It is mentioned in a beautiful hadith, the summary of which says that the Prophet ﷺ said, if a certain person in the knowledge of Allah Azza wa Jal, that person is written down to have a high rank, a high daraja. But this person cannot reach that high status in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal through his a'mal, through his good deeds, through his good actions. Then Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal sends calamities, sends difficulties to that person, financial difficulties, or via this person's children, or via some illness or sickness, and then grants this person sabr, patience, to bear those difficulties. And because of that, Allah Azza wa Jal elevates this person to reach that high status in his court. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. So if you are going through some difficulties, problems, whatever it may be, or your loved ones, then don't think of it as something negative. Because Allah Azza wa Jal is aware of everything. Allah Azza wa Jal is aware of your situation, your circumstances. We need to ask ourselves, am I being patient over these problems, these difficulties? Because as the honorable scholars of Islam mentioned, think about your greatest problems in life. Your greatest difficulty that you're facing at this moment in time. And keep in mind something. That these problems, no matter how huge they are temporary. Like your life is temporary, so too are these problems. These problems, when you leave this world, you leave those problems, they disappear, they vanish. But the real problems of the grave begin. If we did not prepare for success in the grave, which is the first stage of the hereafter. Nevertheless, showing thanks to Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal is essential for you and I as believers, as ummatis of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as Muslims. Are we doing this? Something to ask ourselves. Look at yourself in front of the mirror and ask yourself, am I showing gratitude to Allah Azza wa Jal? Do I thank Allah Azza wa Jal? Is it sufficient just to say Alhamdulillah, all praises of Allah Azza wa Jal with the tongue? But our actions are in the disobedience of Allah Azza wa Jal and the beloved Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal says in the glorious Quran, Surah Ar-Rahman, the famous and beautiful verses that فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ. Then which of the favors of your Lord will you deny? And truly we have so many favors, we have so many benefits, so many blessings. It is unreal. And most of the time, we don't think about it. We don't think about these blessings. What am I talking about? Let me give you a few examples. If you have food to eat for your breakfast, your lunch, your supper, and for snack time, you are truly blessed. Are we thanking Allah Azza wa Jal for that? How many people out there, literally, are digging in the bins to find their next meal? How many people out there are in poverty? They are starving. How many people out there don't know where their next meal is coming from? Thank Allah Azza wa Jal. Are you healthy? Do you have good health? What about those people who are bedridden? Those people who have sicknesses, diseases, illnesses? Thank Allah Azza wa Jal. If you have access to pure drinking water, we just open the tap and we have access to that water. Thank Allah Azza wa Jal. This is a great ni'mah, a great bounty from Allah Azza wa Jal. How many people out there don't have this benefit, this blessing, this privilege that they have to go to the rivers and then boil the water or add other maybe chemicals to purify it? But we have this benefit, we have this blessing. Have we thanked Allah Azza wa Jal for this? When it rains, we ask Allah Azza wa Jal to send us beneficial rains. But when it rains, are we thanking Allah Azza wa Jal for this? At least our crops can grow and we will have food at home. We will have food in the marketplace. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. What an enormous blessing of Allah Azza wa Jal. For your possessions, for your life, your very life, Allah Azza wa Jal has given us life and sent us into this world. Allahu Akbar. Are we thanking Him for that? Are we thanking Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal for children? If you have the great blessing and bounty of children or grandchildren, a family, how many people out there are orphans? How many people out there don't know their parents? Maybe they are abandoned. May Allah Azza wa Jal protect us and our families. How many kids out there have one parent only and they are going through so much of difficulties? How many couples out there, husband, wife, they desire children but they don't have? Those who desire children, may Allah Azza wa Jal grant them pious, obedient children. Ameen bijahin nabiyin ameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And above all, the most prized possession, the most valuable asset of a believer is iman. Your belief in Allah Azza wa Jal, in the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in the life after death, the realities of the grave, in Jannah, paradise and Jahannam, hellfire, our beliefs, our iman, our faith, the most prized possession of a believer. Have we thanked Allah Azza wa Jal? We didn't earn this. We didn't pay for this. Allah Azza wa Jal granted us this extremely wonderful gift of iman. And above that, made us, you and I, ummatis of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We could have been ummatis and followers in any other honorable Prophet of Allah Azza wa Jal. But Allah Azza wa Jal chose you and I to be part of, subhanallah, this ummah of the final Prophet, his Habib, his beloved sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Do we thank Allah Azza wa Jal for that? Furthermore, do we thank Allah Azza wa Jal for so many other blessings that we have? Listen to this wonderful narration. Sayyidina Muhammad bin Hani rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi has mentioned that once a person asked Sayyidina Abu Hazim rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, "O Abu Hazim, how should I show thanks to Allah Azza wa Jal for my eyes?" And he replied, "If you see something good, then publicize it. And if you see something bad, then conceal it." The person asks, "How do I show thanks to Allah Azza wa Jal for my ears, for my ability to hear?" And he, rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi, replied that when you hear anything good, then keep it with you, memorize it, practice upon it. And if you hear anything bad, then conceal that. He asked, "How do I show thanks to Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal for my stomach, my abdomen?" And he, rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi, says that for it to have food in its lower portion and lots of knowledge in its upper portion. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. My dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, these limbs, these organs that we have, each and every one is a great bounty from Allah Azza wa Jal. One of the pious predecessors, rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi, was asked about this. And a person approaches his court and says, "Ya Sheikh, I'm a poor person. I don't have any blessings. I'm in poverty. And please assist me." So So the Shaykh says, if I give you 100,000 dirhams, now dirhams in those days was the currency of certain areas, pure silver coins. Dinars were pure gold coins. So he says, if I give you 100,000 dirhams for your eyes, Allahu Akbar, will you accept it? The person says, no. Humbly he says, no Shaykh, I will not. He then says, what about for your ears? He says, no. What about for your hands? For your feet? Allahu Akbar. Each time that person says, no, I will not accept that wealth, although it's so much of wealth and it can help me, but I will never exchange it for these body parts, these limbs and these organs. So the Shaykh reminds him about these blessings of Allah Azza wa Jalla and says that, I see so many blessings on you, hundreds of thousands of dirhams worth, or even much more than that, in the form of blessings that Allah Azza wa Jalla has granted you, subhanAllah Azza wa Jalla. And you and I, do we thank Allah Azza wa Jalla for these blessings? When last have we ever really thought about it, that subhanAllah Azza wa Jalla, I can see. Ask the person who is blind, who cannot see, even in one eye, how it is not to be able to see. Allahu Akbar. Ask that person who is deaf, maybe use sign language, but imagine that person who cannot hear, what must be his condition? But we have ears, I can hear. Ask the person that is unable to speak, we have a tongue, we can speak how much we want to. In fact, many a times, instead of using this tongue in the dhikr of Allah Azza wa Jal and to show gratitude to Him, we complain over our issues, our problems, that we don't know the wisdoms in it. That person who is dumb, who is unable to speak, imagine what he must be going through. Ask that person who is disabled or crippled, cannot use his hands, maybe one or both, cannot use the legs. Perhaps that person is moving around in a wheelchair. We have legs, we have feet. We are able to go wherever we desire. We are able to use our hands. We have strength. We have physical strength, subhanAllah Azza wa Jal. What about that person who is bedridden and is weak and does not have strength? So rather, let us thank Allah Azza wa Jal. Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, you have given me so many blessings and I thank you for this. Thank Allah Azza wa Jal with the tongue and also through our actions. And what is one of the best ways, ulama ikram have mentioned, one of the best ways of thanking Allah Azza wa Jal is to follow the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The perfect sunnah lifestyle. It is a lifestyle. Because Islam is a deen, not just a religion. It is a complete and comprehensive way of living. It is a lifestyle, subhanAllah Azza wa Jal. How much of the sunnah am I practicing in my life? Something to ask ourselves. If we don't know about the sunnah, if we don't know, how did the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam eat? How did he drink water? How did he sleep? How did he walk? How did he talk? How did he interact with people? We need to learn about these things. And over and above all of this, fard ulum, which means the basic necessary knowledge that each and every Muslim out there must have, as the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said, that it is compulsory upon every Muslim male and female to seek knowledge of Islam, of deen. If you don't know about your salah, the basics and the finer points of salah, how do we perform salah properly? If we don't know the basics and the finer points of zakah, how do we calculate properly? Perhaps you will give it to the incorrect recipients. Same with hajj, with fasting in Ramadan, with the fulfilling of each other's rights, whether the parents, the spouse, the children, the neighbors, the relatives, and fellow Muslims at large. We need to learn about this. We have to take out some time. We take out time for many other things, for entertainment purposes, for luxury, for leisure. We take out that time. We plan our holidays and vacations. How about we take out a little bit of time? Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, Dawat-e-Islami is there to assist you in the form of the weekly sunnah-inspired ijtimas for Islamic brothers, for Islamic sisters separately. Madrasatul Madina is there to empower us, not only for children, but for grown-ups as well, for Islamic brothers, for Islamic sisters, separately. So Alhamdulillah, even online, Madrasat al-Madinah is available for your convenience. For higher Islamic studies, higher learning, Jamiat al-Madinah is available as well, even online in many cases. And like this, Dawud Islam is all about empowering us with authentic Islamic knowledge, and there's a constant encouragement and motivation towards practicing this, the teachings of the glorious Quran, and to apply the perfect Sunnah lifestyle in our lives. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If somebody asks us, how are you doing? And even if I'm in a very bad condition, if I reply, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, ala kulli hal, all praises are due to Allah, Lord of all the worlds, in whatever condition I am in. This will help us to teach us patience to bear those problems that we are having. And of course, yes, we work on those problems, tackle each one within the ambit and the confines of the boundaries of Islam, Islamic law, and we work on eradicating those issues and problems. Even a believer who is pricked with a thorn, so the pain you feel, it seems like he is at a loss. But imagine the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said in the summary of hadith, even a believer who is pierced with a thorn, that pain that the believer feels, Allah Azza wa Jal removes minor sins from that person. Allahu Akbar. What a blessing in disguise. So similarly, there are so many other things that we are going through at this moment in our lives that are actually blessings in disguise, but because we don't know the wisdom in it, so we complain. Rather, we thank Allah Azza wa Jal, no matter if we're in a good condition or not in a good condition. Even if we thank Allah Azza wa Jal, remember I said, ulama ikram have mentioned one of the best ways is to practice the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. How do we thank Allah Azza wa Jal? Also, to be obedient. To be obedient, a Muslim is one who surrenders himself or herself to the will of Allah Azza wa Jal. What is the will of Allah Azza wa Jal? What are the commands and orders of Allah Azza wa Jal? That you will find in the glorious Quran. And when it comes to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Sayyida Aisha Siddiqa radiyallahu ta'ala anha, our beloved mother, the mother of the believers, was asked about the character of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And she said, كَانَ خُلُقُهُ الْقُرْآنِ, that his character was the Qur'an. What the Qur'an teaches and commands and orders, this is what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam practically displayed. So you and I, if we follow the Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, his orders, his commands, we are following the commands and orders of the Holy Qur'an. We are following the commands and the orders of Allah Azza wa Jal. As the glorious Qur'an mentions, مَنْ يُطِعِ الرَّسُولَ فَقَدْ أَطَاعَ اللَّهِ, whoever has obeyed the Rasul, the Messenger, so indeed he has obeyed Allah Azza wa Jal. This is the secret to success, to be obedient to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is obedience to Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. When it comes to thanking Allah Azza wa Jal, no matter how much we can thank Allah Azza wa Jal, it will never ever be enough. The glorious Quran mentions in Surah An-Nahl, verse 18, وَإِن تَعُدُّوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصُوهَا. Translation from Kanzul Iman. And if you count the favors of Allah, you will never be able to count them. How true, how true. Just for this one eye, we can never completely and truly thank Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. Continuously, we must thank Allah Azza wa Jal. And by thanking Allah Azza wa Jal, by showing gratitude to Allah Azza wa Jal, Allah Azza wa Jal will grant us more of that blessing. Sayyidina Utarid Qurashi, radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, one of the famous Sahabi of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, one of the Sahaba ikram alayhim ridwan, has reported that the Prophet of Mercy sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, when Allah Azza wa Jal grants his bondman the ability to thank him, he Azza wa Jal then does not deprive him of an increase in blessings, because he has stated in the glorious Quran in Surah Ibrahim verse 7, لَإِن شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ. Translation from Kanzul Iman. If you give thanks, I will give you more. Allah. Allah Azawajal is telling us in the glorious Quran, if you are grateful, you show gratitude, you show thanks to Allah Azawajal, Allah Azawajal says, I will give you more. Subhanallah Azawajal. And that person who is ungrateful, what about him? Listen to this thought-provoking hadith of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who said, there are two qualities. They are two qualities. Whoever possesses them, Allah Azza wa Jal will write him down as being grateful and patient. And whoever does not possess them, Allah Azza wa Jal will write him down as being ungrateful and impatient. Those two qualities are, whoever looks to the one above him in religious matters and follows that person, and whoever looks at the one below him in worldly matters and is grateful to Allah Azza wa Jal for the superiority that He Azza wa Jal has given him over that person, Allah Azza wa Jal writes him down as one who is grateful and patient. And whoever looks to the one who is below him in religious matters and towards the one who is above him in worldly matters, and then he grieves over this, over what he has been deprived, Allah Azza wa Jal does not write him down as being grateful and patient as well. The summary of this is that, as the glorious and honorable scholars of Islam have mentioned, when it comes to religious matters, look at the person who is above us. If we are reading our 5 times salah, look at the person who is reading those 5 times salah, and the voluntary salahs as well, the nawafil salahs. If we are only fasting in Ramadan, look at that person who is fasting even out of Ramadan. If we are only giving our zakah, look at that pious person who is giving their zakah and plus voluntary sadaqat, donations, charities as well. If we are doing something good, look at the person who is doing much more good than us, the pious people, so that we can always better ourselves. We must never think that what I'm doing is a lot. No. When it comes to religious matters, look at those who are above us. When it comes to worldly matters, then if we want to get that contentment of heart, peace of mind, one of the ways is follow this sunnah of the Prophet or this hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that when it comes to worldly matters, look at those below us. Don't look at the one who is above us. If I have one car and I'm looking at my neighbor or my family member, they have 2-3 cars. The house that I live in is not as big as my neighbor's house or my family member, my relative's house. My bank balance is not as huge as another Muslim. Allahu Akbar. In this way, we will never achieve peace in our hearts, in our minds as well. We will always have that trouble or that grief, that sorrow, that anxiety, that worry, that we are deprived of this year. No, Allah Azza wa Jal grants to whomever, whatever He wills. This is part of the wisdom of Allah Azza wa Jal. Perhaps if we were given that kind of wealth, maybe we would have abused it. Maybe we would have stopped remembering Allah Azza wa Jal, not thanked Allah Azza wa Jal. So all of this is in the divine plan of Allah Azza wa Jal. And we are not there to question anybody. Allah Azza wa Jal bless us, bless our families as well. Those believers who have, Allah Azza wa Jal grant them more. Those who don't have, may Allah Azza wa Jal bless them with whatever is best for them. The sad reality is that most human beings are not grateful to Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. As it is stated, Sayyiduna Hassan bin Abi Hassan rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi has said about the following verse in Surah Al-Adiyat, verse 6.
إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لِرَبِّهِ لَكَنُودٌ.
Translation from Ghanzul Iman: indeed, man is very ungrateful towards his Lord. Allah. He says that the human being is very ungrateful, and he continues to count his troubles and forgets his blessings. How many of us are in this situation? Like I mentioned, you know, so many blessings we have, our bodies, our life, our iman, the ability to see, to hear, to talk, to speak, to think, these blessings. Are we grateful to Allah for this? Do we thank Him? Do we truly thank Him from the bottom of our hearts? Or do we forget? My dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, it's high time that we seriously think about these things. Not only us, but we need to influence our young ones, our teens, our youth, our children, grandchildren, or if we have little ones at home, influence them as well to show thanks to Allah Azza wa Jal, not to compare themselves to in worldly matters to somebody who is above them. Allahu Akbar. If only we can do this, subhanallah Azza wa Jal, we will achieve and attain so much of peace in our lives that then we can say that we are truly successful, inshallah Azza wa Jal. May Allah Azza wa Jal grant us the ability to understand this and to practice upon this. Ameen, bijahi Nabi al-Ameen, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Don't forget, keep watching Madani Channel. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.